Many people in the local area will be aware of the Benet National Nature Reserve as a national nature reserve, but it did also have an international designation conferred upon it by UNESCO almost 40 years ago. That designation has come back into focus in recent years, and I'm joined on the line by Colin Campbell from Assist Social Capital, who's been commissioned by the Scottish Government to look further into the question of the UNESCO designation. Hello, Colin.
Good morning, Alex.
So first of all, perhaps you can tell me what exactly was the international designation that UNESCO put onto the Benet Nature Reserve?
In 1976, UNESCO started a programme called Man and the Biosphere, which was in an effort to look after the biodiversity on the planet. And at that stage, the focus was around conservation. And so it focused on specific sites of scientific interest, such as the Benet National Nature Reserve. Benet was one of the very first biospheres which were set up under the UNESCO Man and the Biosphere programme.
Okay, and that designation then stayed in place for many years, or did it have to be renewed or something actively done with it?
The designation is still there. What happened is in 1995, UNESCO widened the remit in order to be responsive to the needs of the local community. So from 1995, there's been a process, a worldwide process of the UNESCO biospheres in order to update these sites, if you like. And what that needed to do was to include the wider community. And that's called a transition zone. Within a biosphere, you have three zones. You have the core area, which is the area that is protected, which in this case is Benet National Nature Reserve. Then you have a buffer zone, where there are kind of activities which would fit with the local area and are soft touch, if you like. And then there's a transition zone which brings in the communities and where people live. And so in 1995, it became clear that in order to look at how we can live in balance with nature, it was necessary to extend the biosphere designation to this wider area. That process has been ongoing. And in the case of Benet, we're now at a stage where the designation has to be renewed. And for this reason, we're going to be having an event on the 8th of March in Pooyew to talk about the proposal with the local community to investigate their interests in extending the remit as is required by UNESCO.
Right. So from what you say, it sounds like it's a much more holistic approach now to these biosphere statuses.
Absolutely. In the past, as I said, the focus was on conservation. Now what we're doing is extending it into another whole area of engaging with the community, finding out what the community want, with the aim being long-term sustainable economic development. So the idea of opportunities to bring in new activities which could develop into new businesses, promote the value of the businesses that are already there, increase opportunities for tourism and promote the area in general, as part of this global network of biospheres.
A large part of the area is within a national scenic area designation at the moment, and people locally will know that does bring some extra complications, shall we say, sometimes, for example, in planning applications and the like. Would this kind of extended biosphere status for the wider area have any implications of those sorts for the community?
No, other than the designation that's already there, which is the National Nature Reserve, an extended biosphere zone area does not increase or require any additional legislation. It's an international designation, and it's about promoting what is already happening. There is no legal connection, if you like, regarding planning or anything else of that nature. So no, there's no added burden.
So in practical terms, for potential development, enhancement of economic opportunities in the area, can you give any sort of examples of practical ways in which that might manifest itself?
Well, there's opportunities to learn from the wider international network, as I said, and so there's lots of activity going on around the world in terms of how to promote these areas for the benefit of the local community and sustainable economic development. One of the obvious ways that people are using at the moment is promoting tourism, sustainable tourism, and also promoting local products. And if you are to tap into what has been produced locally from local goods, then that you can get an additional premium, if you like, by adding a mark which says that it's part of a biosphere which is promoted by UNESCO and is part of a sustainable development plan.
Right. Are there any other similar biosphere designations in place in the UK at the moment?
There are. There's one in Scotland which received a designation in 2012. And that's the first of the new variety, the extended variety, and that's Galloway in Southern Ayrshire. And we're going to have a colleague from Galloway in Southern Ayrshire coming to talk to us on the 8th of March as well. In total, there were 12 designated biospheres in 1976. And of those, I believe there's about 11 currently still on the list. But because of the process of renewal, some of them are being taken off the list. And I think in the last year, two have been removed from the UNESCO designation list of biospheres. So we have Galloway in Southern Ayrshire. There's also one in Wales, and there's one in North Devon as well.
So this is a sort of use it or lose it opportunity, to put it crudely, is it?
Exactly, Alex. That's really, this is the situation. There'll be a lot of people who are unaware that there is a biosphere in their area. It's not been something that has been inclusive of local communities, which is one of the reasons it's been far more around the scientific interest. This process is about that opportunity for local communities to decide, can this be of benefit to them? If it is, how would they like that to go forward? And then there will be a process of consultation over the next 6 months to talk to people and really clarify if this is something that they want to take forward. And if so, how will we do that? What will be the extended zone? So yeah, use it or lose it, as you say. Yeah.
Right. Now, can you just put a roadmap in front of us from event on the 8th of March forwards?
Okay. After the 8th of March, we hope that what we'll be able to do is put in place the next phase, which is for a development officer to begin to tap into local activities, local community events, and also to host local conversations around the extension of the biosphere, to have a biosphere for West of Ross. The transition zone, which is the area which needs to be clarified, the extended area where communities will be included, is based on an ecological and geographic remit. So, for example, in Galloway in Southern Ayrshire, that is around the river runoff area, crosses three local authority areas, but it's based on this site of ecological relevance to the local context. That's something that needs to be explored in Westeros. And so we need to talk to the community about what they feel is relevant. So that will take around about 6 months. Depending on a positive outcome and a clarification of that process, the next stage will be to look at renewing the application to UNESCO for Westeros Biosphere, and also developing a plan for forward development with the aim that there'll be a three-year plan which will look at Westeros Biosphere becoming a self-sustaining organisation in the long term. So this particular project that we're talking about at the moment, the proposal, is for 12 months of activity to progress this.
Right. Now, you've outlined quite a large programme of work there. I guess this won't come cheaply. How's it all being funded?
At the moment, we're being supported for this proposal by the Scottish Government Rural Development Department. It's keen to explore how sustainable economic development can be taken forward on a regional level. A lot of the activity will be around about communication with the local communities, with local businesses, with local organisations such as yourselves, and how it may be relevant to you. So it's about tapping into what's already happening. It's not about going out and setting up new initiatives.
Right.
So that'll be part of the process.
Okay. Now, this meeting that you're holding locally on the 8th of March, can you just tell us a wee bit about the format of that meeting?
The meeting begins at 12 o'clock. It's in Pool U Community Hall, and we kick off with lunch. So for those of you who turn up, we are provided soup and sandwiches. So hopefully we can get as many people along as possible who are interested in this topic, interested in the local community. There'll be an introduction and setting of the scene, and we'll have inputs from Professor Martin Price, who is the chair of UKMAB. And Martin Price was also involved in delivering a report, which was in 2012, and that was commissioned by the West of Ross Alliance, a local organisation who've been promoting the idea of a biosphere for a number of years now. Martin is also the vice chair of the World Network of Biospheres for UNESCO. So he's got a lot of information about the setup of a biosphere and how that can benefit a local community. We'll also have input from Pip Tabor, who is from Galloway in Southern Ayrshire, and he'll talk about the process that they went through updating their biosphere under the new UNESCO designation.
Okay, and is this meeting open to absolutely anybody in the community?
Absolutely. We want as many people there as possible. We've already put adverts in the local press. We have been in contact with as many local organisations who are connected with the community as possible. We'd like to see businesses there. We'd like to see organisations like the farmers markets, like artists, like the crofting community. We've also been in touch with the local schools, hoping that we'll get some of the upper school pupils to come along as well. And we've had good response from the headmasters from all three high schools. So this is for anybody that feels that they want to have a say in what's happening in their local area and how that relates to the idea of a biosphere in Westeros.
Okay, well, that sounds like the perfect opportunity for anybody that does want to find out more or have their say on it. If people want to find out more about this before the event, or they aren't able to attend the meeting but want to look into it a little more, is there somewhere they can go online to find out more?
If they search for the event on Eventbrite, they can sign up online, Biosphere for Westeros, and they could also get in touch with ourselves if they send us an email to info@social-capital.net, and we can respond to them from there.
Very good. For now, until then, thank you very much for joining us on Toulos Radio, and look forward to hearing more as the project develops.
Thanks very much, Alex, and look forward to seeing you on the day as well.
Thank you, Colin.